From the KBIA newsroom in Colombia, I'm Lily Oppenheimer. New data shows the number of rapes reported in Colombia has more than tripled in the last decade. According to Colombia Uniform Crime Reporting Data, in 2007 there were 30 reports. That number jumped to 111 reports in 2016. Jennifer Carter Dockler is the public policy director from the Missouri Coalition Against Domestic and Sexual Violence. She says the data may not come from an increase in incidents, but instead more awareness.
I don't think it would be an accurate statement to say rapes themselves have been increasing. I think that people are feeling more comfortable reaching out, requesting assistance. I think that there's a lot more community awareness.
Carter Dockler says one of the reasons there has been an increase in reporting is because there is a better understanding of resources available. Missouri elected officials are pushing to expand state confidentiality programs that hide the home addresses of victims of domestic violence. Senator Roy Blunt introduced legislation Thursday to require federal agencies and courts to accept substitute addresses created through state programs. This would allow victims of domestic violence, stalking, human trafficking, and other crimes to route mail through a state-run post office box. Victims can also use a substitute address in court proceedings or for other public records. A Columbia man who was released from prison after his murder conviction was vacated is suing the city's former insurer over more than $8 million in unpaid damages from a recent court judgment. KBIA's Nathan Lawrence has more.
Ryan Ferguson spent the better part of a decade in prison for the murder of Kent Heithold, a sports editor for the Columbia Daily Tribune. In November 2013, that conviction was vacated. In July, Judge Nanette Laufrey awarded Ferguson $11 million for legal expenses and his suffering in a case against police and city officials. But since the Travelers companies, who had insured the city, denied financial responsibility for the case, Ferguson settled for $2.75 million. Now, Ferguson has served the Travelers companies with a lawsuit for the remaining $8.25 million. Ferguson's complaint says the insurance company's actions were, quote, undertaken with an evil motive in violation of the officer's rights. Nathan Lawrence, KBIA News, Columbia.
Governor Eric Greitens' office is refusing to reveal the number of blocked users on his social media accounts. The rise of elected officials' use of social media has raised the issue of free speech and First Amendment rights online. Officials have been criticized for blocking users on Facebook and Twitter, restricting a user's ability to interact with content. The Columbia Missourian reports they filed a records request under the Missouri Sunshine Law to find out if Greitens was blocking users on his social media accounts and obtain records of direct messages. Greitens' office refused to provide this. I'm Lily Oppenheimer, KBIA News, Columbia.